This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Pretty much the only constant in the American economy the past decade or more, really, has been change. Changes in the kinds of jobs and industries out there, changes in where and how we live, and changes, especially outside the big cities, in the economies of the towns that we live in. A lot of towns and small cities have had to reinvent themselves to survive. That's something that singer-songwriter Dar Williams has seen firsthand in her travels. Her book is called What I Found in a Thousand Towns. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We should probably start by establishing the bona fides here. This is what you do. You go around this country and you sing and you talk to people and you see small towns, don't you?
All the time. I go to downtowns to perform. You know, I'm not an arena performer. So I really get down into the towns and cities and into, you know, all that sort of grassroots stuff where people are working together to put on concerts with their neighbors.
When did you realize in your travels that you were seeing something in small-town America that maybe was worth looking at?
You know, in 1995, I was driving around the Midwest with my boyfriend, and he was so heartbroken at all of the boarded-up stores, and he said, this is the fate of downtowns because the big boxes have come, and they're going to suck the life out of the downtowns. And I said, what's a big box? So, you know, that's where we were in 1995.
Yeah.
And then in 1999-ish, I was in Keene, New Hampshire. I was at a theater that they were renovating, an old, you know, opera house or vaudeville theater. And everything was not quite up to speed. It wasn't quite heated yet. But they were so excited, and they were talking about little local projects, whether it was landscaping or little stores opening up. And that's when I got the sense that people wanted that, and they would find excuses to do that. And I started to watch that happen over the next, you know, 20 years up to now.
The catch, of course, though, is that when this good stuff happens, when that theater in Keene gets renovated, or when you talk about Wilmington, Delaware, and the waterfront there and how important it is, gentrification happens, right? And more people come, and then stuff gets expensive, and then the folks who used to live there can't anymore.
Yeah, that's a next chapter that has to be written. All these downtowns kind of went down, and all of that conversations that you can have in the little stores that you don't have in a big box, all that stuff started to disappear. So much good has happened by coming back into our downtowns and infilling our cities and all those good urban plans. The problem is that then it's attractive, and along comes the money, and money just smells all that local basil growing in your community garden. Who doesn't want that? So what is the next chapter? Who are the next people who say, okay, now let's really create the policy language and, you know, even the legislation or the ethos in the air that affordability and livability is inherent to what has made us so wonderful.
So we've done a lot of coverage with along this line, actually, of small towns and how it's working there with Jim Fallows of the Atlantic Magazine.
That's right.
And one of the things Jim has pointed out and which our coverage showed and which this book talks about as well is how well things are working in small town America and how that doesn't translate to the national government. And I'd love your thoughts on that.
I think we're at an important place right now because I've seen this really wonderful positive force, and it's gone in the opposite direction of the television sets telling you that we are divided and all of those things. Division is really a wonderful thing for large entities that just want to come in and bulldoze everything in front of them and create the world in their own, you know, in their own image in terms of money. So we're always going to be working against a narrative that divides and conquers everybody so that something large can move in without us questioning it and coming after it and saying, no, this is the fabric of our community. You can't build there. My motto coming out of all of this research is think in bridges. Think towards how you can help people and incorporate more stories. If it weren't a narrative division guiding our country right now, those bridges could just continue to proliferate and we'd get to see what this next century could be.
It's a book called What I Found in a Thousand Towns by Dar Williams. Dar, thanks very much.
Thank you.